This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Friends, please join us this coming week in Yerushalayim on Thursday evening for the yahrzeit of the Tzadik Ra'anana, Friday morning. Today's share is dedicated by Mrs. Yehudit Herman of Yerushalayim, the fourth yahrzeit of her sister Ellen Rose Goldberg, formerly of Indianapolis, Indiana, Esther Shoshana Bas Ruvain. Her neshama should have an aliyah, should be a melech yosher for the whole family. Now, this year, the shiurim of Tavshin Peivav are dedicated by the Israeli family of Great Neck, Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Bas Yosef. Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Bas Yosef Began Eden Te Menuchasa. She be Melitza Yishar for her family. So Yosef binds his own chariot and he goes up to his father in Goshen, and he appears to Yaakov and he falls on Yaakov's neck and he cries on his neck further. And Yaakov says, "Now I could die. Acharei ro'isi espanecha." What do you mean, "now I could die"? Just the opposite. Now I could live. Maybe before he could have said, "Now I could die" without Yosef. But now Yosef's alive. Can you imagine? He hadn't seen his kid in 22 years. And his son was looking forward to seeing his father. And now his father says, "Okay, now that I see you, I could die?" So the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat says as follows. When it says, "Vayevk al tzavarav oid," Rashi explains, why did Yaakov not cry? Why did Yaakov not kiss Yosef? Say Chazal, Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. I don't understand. Yaakov couldn't find a better time to say Shema. He hadn't seen his kid in 22 years. Now, all of a sudden, he hasn't seen his kid in 22 years, and he sees him for the first time. Now is the time to say Shema? And if in fact it was Zman Kriya Shema, why didn't Yosef say Shema? So says the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, what is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is a declaration that if ever put to the ultimate test, one would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Like Chazal Darshan, V'yohavtas Hashem Alekecha, B'chol Nafshecha, like we say about Rabbi Akiva when he was being Moisar Nefesh, he would say, "My whole life I was mitztayer on the Pasuk B'chol Nafshecha, when could I fulfill it?" Well, says the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat amazingly, you see, Yaakov mourned Yosef. He says, "I'm going to go down to my grave mourning my son, ki ered el b'ni avel sha'ila." He would not be consoled. If that's the case, what was his life? What was his life? Yaakov didn't have life before. If he didn't have life, then what was his Kriya Shema? What was Yaakov Avinu's Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is, "I would give up my life al Kiddush Hashem." But you have to have life to give it up. So what was Yaakov Avinu's Kriya Shema? But now that he sees Yosef, and now he has life again, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov. Now's the time to say Shema. Now I could die, meaning, now I could be Moiser Nefesh. Now I have the ability to give up my life. Until now, Yaakov Avinu didn't have a real Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the declaration you would give up your life al Kiddush Hashem. But now that Yaakov sees Yosef and he has life again, Tatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. So Yaakov Avinu says, "Now I could die," meaning now I could say Kriya Shema, which he did. That's an amazing presentation of the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, the Baal Chavos Das.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.